from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Aaron Johnson, age 42 at the time of this interview.
My childhood in McKeesport was fun. Unlike today, where a lot of kids stay in the house, we had a lot of activities outside, playing football, wiffle ball, basketball, going to the Boys and Girls Club, which was really nice because it enabled us to stay active and engaged. In McKeesport, I attended Centennial Elementary. Then I attended McKeesport High School. At the time I was growing up in McKeesport, the one big thing that was becoming huge was the drug game. And a lot of people were getting involved in that and selling drugs and, you know, seeing the fast money. Wanting to, you know, get the nice cars and the clothes. I lost some good friends through that who were actually just wanted to go through that lifestyle. And that was something that I just couldn't do. I think I formed a core group of key people who we just kind of, you know, focused. Anytime in life you want to do anything that's successful, you need to form a core group of 7 to 10 people who, you know, you guys got each other back. Not like a gang or anything, but more of a lot, just the people who have the common interest who you guys share commonalities with. You know, if it's going to college, do it. If it's playing on a football team, do it. If it's just being able to hang out and have good, clean fun, do that. I graduated from McKeesport High School in 1989 and attended Edinburgh University, where I majored in education. I then returned back to McKeesport High School and taught special education there for about 5 years. Then went back to Pitt, where I studied to become a principal. Teaching in special education, I worked with challenged youths who had sometimes mental and physical handicaps, which was great for me because I enjoyed helping people out and helping kids out who needed it. As a principal, I enjoyed that a lot because I figured as a teacher, I could touch 5, maybe 20 kids, but as a principal, I could touch 600, 700. And being able to work with children and students in that capacity was a passion for me. Going on into higher education, where I now work, I felt that being able to help young professionals become better at their craft and their skills, I thought was very important. Even though you may have goals, if you don't have them written down, it'll never happen. So if you don't write things down, then guess what? You'll never know what you're going to do because you don't have an end result. You're just going through the motions. Look at them, reflect on them as much as possible, and then find ways to act upon them. So that's how my goals and dreams are still carried out to this day. Being respectful to yourself, being respectful to your peers, and respectful to adults at all times. Once you've learned to do that, it's going to make your endeavors a little more easy because people will know you. You establish a good reputation for yourself. And then down the line, when you go to college or when you come back from college, people say, you know, hey, I remember this young man. Why don't you get him in and help us out? And he could do a good job. So it's all about giving that respect no matter what. Well, there's always going to be struggles with your goals. The key thing is this drive and being able to be resilient, which means you never give up. Just keep on, even then when things may be seeming that they're down, you just find a way to pick yourself up. That might be through church. That may be through your parents. Sometimes it may not be through yourself. In football, it's the first down you have to get. Get those 10 yards. Well, you might get 9 yards the first play. You might lose 3 yards the next play, but you got to keep going for that first down, right? And that's how life is like as well. It's like going for the first down. Yeah, you're going to have success. You're going to have failures, but you know what your goal is, and that's what you have to do just to overcome those. Keep on, you know, keep on pushing on. Just keep driving.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Desmond Stanford and Cameron Mitchell. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.